This is John's gem, number 22, drawn from chapter 5 and verse 22, the royal agent. There is an idea that can be used to explain what Jesus is meaning when he says, "Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honour the Son just as they honour the Father. Whoever does not honour the Son does not honour the Father who sent him." That idea is the idea of agency. They in those days had a rather stronger idea of what the implications of being an agent were than most of us will have. If we talk to a salesman in a car showroom about buying a car, which of course means much argument about how much it's going to cost us, our discussion is likely to come to the point where the salesman will say something like, "I must check that out with my boss," and go off to do so. He is acting as an agent for the head salesman. If he is doing something more significant than the buying and selling of a car, perhaps as an ambassador making an agreement about how two countries are to interact, and he is overseas, then he may still say, "I must check that out with my boss," who might now be the president or prime minister of his country. He can do that quickly and easily through his mobile phone, etc. 100 years ago, he could have done much the same thing, but more clumsily and much more slowly, by sending a telegram down the wires connecting him back to his own country. 200 years ago, things would have been very different. He could only communicate with his home country by sending a message by horseman or sailing ship. He would get the answer only weeks later, by which time the situation might well have changed beyond recognition. Consequently, he would have had to act without that sort of reference back to base. He would have been a true agent, acting on his own initiative, on behalf of his firm or his country. That is the sort of agent we read about in the Bible. The way they thought of it, they might say, a person's agent is as himself. The agent had to take decisions that would need to be supported in full by his boss when he eventually got to hear what they were. If the boss did not support the agent's decision, he would be a very bad and difficult person and not a good manager. Also, any slight to the agent would be considered a slight to the boss. We see all this in the episode in Mark chapter 12, where we read, "A man planted a vineyard. He rented the vineyard out to some farmers. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit. But they sent him away empty-handed. He sent many others. Some of them they beat, others they killed. He sent his son, the usual full agent, last of all, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But the tenants said to one another, 'Let's kill him.' What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others." Coming back to John's Gospel, we see that Jesus is given full authority as the agent of the Father over the judgments that are to come at the end of the age. Later, Jesus talks about a messenger is not greater than the one who sent him. The messenger there is an apostolos, the word that we translate as apostle, which essentially means sent one, or ambassador, or we might say, agent. Jesus was the apostle sent by Father God. We are apostles sent by the Lord to the world around us. What a huge privilege that is, and what a responsibility. How good an agent are you?